In Australia, the Prime Minister yesterday promised a new era of climate action, as in lower emissions and more money for renewables. And this could be a big opportunity for Aussie native Saul Griffith. He is a celebrated engineer, and he happens to be a MacArthur Genius Award winner. Griffith had been living in this country, but recently he moved back to his native Australia. And there he is launching a campaign for more solar panels on rooftops. John Kalish reports.
Saul Griffith recently appeared on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation TV show Q+A, discussing the country's energy crisis with such policy heavyweights as the Minister of Energy and Climate Change and a former Prime Minister.
We're going to have a lot more solar on rooftops because that's the cheapest form of electricity that exists today and will in the future. We're going to put electric vehicles in all the driveways. And we now need to start to think about 10 million Australian households as infrastructure.
Many of those 10 million Australian households know the name Saul Griffith. The 48-year-old engineer is passionate about replacing fossil fuels by electrifying all residential energy appliances and transitioning to electric vehicles.
I'm in Australia with the belief that climate action can happen here faster than the US. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to do here is run the world's first whole suburb electrification pilot project.
Griffith is calling the project Suburb Zero, in other words, electricity with zero fossil fuel emissions. Rooftop solar is a major element in the project. Griffith is currently living with his wife and kids in Wollongong, a coastal town with a 250,000 residents south of Sydney. It's one of the areas under consideration as a Suburb Zero locale, and it's also the town Dave Elkin lives in.
In Australia, we're blessed with having a lot of sunshine, so I wanted to take advantage of that.
Elkin is a 42-year-old software developer whose home is all electric. He drives a Tesla when he's not biking, and his rooftop solar panels charge the company's Powerwall battery system.
When you generate your own energy, you can use far more than you otherwise would. The cost is more stable and understood on a day-by-day basis. You're not subject to swings in prices, which can come out of nowhere.
Electric rates in Australia have soared in recent years. That and the trauma of climate crisis-related weather events, including wildfires, are factors in rooftop solar's boom in Australia. 25% of Australian households are equipped with rooftop solar. With government subsidies, the payback time for a residential solar array is less than 5 years, says Muriel Watt. She's been involved in researching and consulting on solar energy for more than 40 years. Watt says that government and utilities are now grappling with how to integrate all that small-scale solar power into the electrical grid.
With so many people in Australia having their own power system on their roof and also going to have their own battery and have their own electric vehicle, they're not interested in having someone on high telling them what they can and can't do and when they can and can't do it.
The debate about how power from small-scale solar is managed, says Watt, includes controlling the way electric vehicles are charged at home.
We're going to have to really think about how those are powered and what the peak load impact is for the network.
With minimal bureaucracy for permitting in Australia, rooftop solar there is about a third of the cost of rooftop solar in the US. Saul Griffith says getting appliance manufacturers, government, and utilities to cooperate with his Suburb Zero project will be much easier because that rooftop electricity is so cheap. Still, Griffith realizes that rewiring Australia is a monumental task.
This is an impossible thing that can only happen if you manifest it. And the only way you manifest it is by telling a lot of stories to a lot of people until you get them to agree that the manifest should be real. So it's swing for the fences.
Griffith says he'll probably be doing Australia's first solar suburb in 2023, but in the meantime, he's been traveling around the country holding town halls to drum up support for the Suburb Zero project. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.